Have you noticed any strange behavior on your PC games lately? Check and see if your Windows 10 installation was updated within the past week or so, as that may be the culprit. A recent security patch, along with another optional update, caused issues for some gamers, especially those running games full screen or using more than one display. The issue primarily seems to take the form of reduced frame rates, which is pretty upsetting if you dropped a ton of money on an overpriced graphics card recently just to see your performance tank while the console players just go on with their lives. Fortunately, Microsoft has issued a fix, which is going to disable the problematic code silently. You don't even have to run Windows Update, which as we know, is a piece of software that never has its own problems. That's just patently untrue. I don't know why you would write that, John. There has been much ballyhooing from Facebook and other companies who aren't fans of Apple's tracking transparency feature in iOS 14.5, but now, Apple's gone and released it anyway. I mean, they're Apple. Ever heard of the iPad? After updating, iPhone users will start to see pop-ups when they open an app that tracks you, giving you the option to ask the app not to track. If you don't give them permission, these apps can't access your unique identifier, which is cool, but also something that may, like Google's Flock system, completely upend the global advertising market. So, no big. I guess we'll see how it plays out. iOS 14.5 also brings iPhone unlocking with Apple Watch, support for Xbox Series X/S and PS5 wireless controllers just in time for Xbox cloud gaming on iOS, and the ability to tell Siri about accidents or hazards so she can report it to Maps. They're still working on Siri. Well, I mean, if that's not love, I don't know what is.
I don't think you're taking this very seriously.
Have you been one of the lucky gamers to get your hands on one of the new Xbox Series X or S consoles? There's some good news in store, if you are, as a number of notable older titles are getting FPS Boost, a feature that is supposed to make existing games run at, you guessed it, higher frame rates. The 13 titles that will be getting FPS Boost are all from EA and include Battlefield 1, 4, and 5, Star Wars Battlefront and Battlefront 2, and Titanfall 1 and 2, which is actually pretty cool because Titanfall 2 has a huge player count boosted right now because of Apex Legends. It's a good game. All but one of those games are going to be running at 120 Hz regardless of whether you picked up a Series S or X, but do keep in mind you may notice a drop in resolution in order to get the higher frame rates. So play with your settings and see what looks best to you, just like you did when taking those photos for your Tinder profile. Assuming you're just not like a chill person and just like took a photo like you're like you just look. That's just how you look. It's fine. Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Vessi Footwear. That's right. They're known for making shoes that are light, comfortable, and most importantly, waterproof, allowing you to walk in almost any terrain while keeping your feet as dry as the vacuum of space. Check out their new weekend shoe, which literally I'm wearing right now, not because I knew that this was the sponsorship for today, just because I wear them. They're my shoes. It's great for dressing up or down, and in fact, some of us are wearing right now, as I just said, even though it's not technically the weekend yet. Grab yourself a pair and use offer code TECHLINT to get $25 off each pair at vessi.com/techlinked. Apple being under multiple lawsuits isn't stopping them from expanding, as the company is opening a new $1 billion campus in the Raleigh area. The new facility in North Carolina should create around 3,000 new jobs by 2032 and will be focused on AI and software engineering. Maybe they can develop an AI lawyer to save money whenever another one of their services drives a hapless consumer to sue them. It happens often. You know that feeling when you buy a streaming device to access a certain app, then it disappears off of the platform, see you later? You may have to deal with that in the near future if you own a Roku, as they're currently in a spat with Google over YouTube and YouTube TV. Google is said to want preferred placement for their apps over the apps on Roku's UI, and Roku has said that Google has even threatened to raise hardware requirements to give Chromecast an advantage if Roku doesn't play ball. Google, of course, has denied many of these claims. YouTube, of course, sees things differently and have denied many of these claims, but it doesn't appear out of the question that YouTube apps might be pulled from Roku. So yeah, maybe try a Fire Stick, I don't know. Competitive esports players have another option for a high refresh rate monitor. Acer's new XV2 can officially reach frame rates of 390 Hz, surpassing the previous maximum you could find on the market of 360. Although the native refresh rate of the panel is in fact 360, Acer says you can push it to a 390 Hz maximum overclock. It should be an interesting option for CSGO players, but I don't think we'll be shooting TechLinked at 390 FPS anytime soon. Unless you guys want it, leave a comment. Want to know exactly how much the Cyberpunk 2077 fiasco cost CD Projekt Red? Well, assuming you haven't heard about it by now, a new report indicates that the developer spent around $50 million on giving out refunds. Don't feel too bad for them, though. Even after the refunds, they still made a record profit last year. But they just might pass on putting that Coke Freestyle machine in the lobby that everybody wanted. It's been a big thing. And while video games are cool, the playing them aspect can be kind of a pain. Just have the game beat for me. Well, that's what Sony wants, apparently. They patented a new AI that can play games for you after you've trained it to learn your playstyle. Sounds weird, but Sony sees it partially as a way to accomplish objectives that require lots of grinding that a player may not have much time for. Because they have the rest of their PS5 library to get to. This is horrible. The games have become so grindy that we're now developing robots to grind for us in the games. Just when you think life can't get worse. Speaking of things that are the worst, when TechLint is over. Am I right? So come back on Wednesday for more tech news, assuming we haven't been replaced with an AI by then that we created ourselves as some sort of shooting ourselves in the foot. Like, what are we doing?